Of course I know the rules. How long has been my rules before this ceremony? Before this meeting here, before Evansville. Tonight, being a horse, couldn't preach, I'm thankful, and I have another gift. Don't need any preaching. Well, God can do the preaching. That right? That God knows preaching. I don't want to preach tonight. That's the reason let me be horse. Here stands a lady I've never seen in my life. Know nothing about her. We're strangers, aren't we? Don't know each other. Never seen one another. Therefore, if the woman's here, I've never seen her. We're years different than our age, maybe raised miles apart. But God knows her, don't you believe that? He knows me. Now, by a vision, he can tell me what's wrong with her. Do you believe that? That is this. If Jesus has risen from the dead, if Jesus was standing here, he'd know what was wrong with her, wouldn't he? And he said, the things that I do, shall you also. Is that right? Well, we thank him for that. And we know that he's here. And we'll do just exactly what he said he would do. I want to talk to her just a minute. Like he did the woman at the well. Contact your spirit. Does anybody here know this woman? Then you know what's wrong with her. Then if God Almighty will reveal by a vision what's wrong with this woman, then you'll accept him as your healer. You do it? How many will do it? Raise your hands. I'll believe it. I want to talk to her. I'm your brother, sister. I don't know you. But when Jesus talked to a woman at the well, wasn't very long, for he found out what her trouble was. She had five husbands. That was her trouble. Yours may be tumor, gallbladder trouble. I don't know. Maybe cancer. I don't know. But he does know. And if he can, in his power, reveal your trouble, will you accept your healing? You will. You believe I'm able to do this through Jesus Christ? It's not exactly for yourself. That shocked you, didn't it? I seen two boys. They're aged. So they're brothers to you. And one of them thinks that I have an operation. It's for a rupture. And the other one has heart trouble and some kind of a cough, asthmatic cough. You are a Christian, but neither one of those are Christians. You are praying for their soul. Is that right? Is that what was said right? That was me making the murder, but it was him doing the talking. You believe you shall receive what you've asked for? Could the congregation hear that? If you could, raise up your hand. Good, I just didn't know how much. When I come out of the building a few moments ago, I couldn't whisper. And so I come over here by faith. But he's here. I come here just a minute. Our Heavenly Father, you know the condition of the woman, the desire of her heart. I pray that you'll grant it. May she receive just what she's come for. With my hands laid upon her, as your servant, I ask this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. He who could tell me what was in life can tell me what will be in life. You go believing with what you've heard, you'll receive just what you believe. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Let's say amen. Let's say praise the Lord. God is the object of worship. God knows all things. So He never leaves us, nor forsakes us. How many out there hasn't got a prayer card? Wants God to heal you, raise your hand. Raise up your hands, I want God to heal me. You're praying. I appreciate you. You have faith. I know God will help you and will heal you. How do you do, sir? I suppose you and I are strangers. Yes, sir. Never saw me before. All right. They're getting your voice on that mic there. And but if we've never seen one another before, no contact in life, yet God knows both of us, doesn't He? He does. Well, He can reveal to me what your trouble is. And then if He can reveal your trouble, you're conscious that something's taking place. Because it's the angel of the Lord. Yet I don't know why He let me be hoarse. It's for a purpose. Sure it is. Maybe to keep me from preaching. Maybe to hold me back just a little bit. I go like a house on fire. Yes, to slight me up once in a while. You do. Same trouble. Well, a lot of times God has to sometimes bring us to a place where we can recognize Him. That's right. You have some kind of a kidney condition. Isn't that right? And you have a heart trouble. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And above all that, one of the greatest things you need is Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Yes, sir. You're not saved yet. You've put it off a long time, haven't you, Dan? Hair's turning gray. You know it's frosting for eternity. He's been good to you, hasn't He? You want to accept Him now? Here's the thing. You want to accept Him. God bless you, then. Come here. Heavenly Father, forgive every sin. Rent it tonight. And may the affliction of His body leave. That demon, I curse thee in Jesus' name. Come out of him. May this man go in peace and be made whole. For God's glory, we ask it in Christ. Look here, my brother. Your sins are forgiven. You're going to get well. And you're going to live a different life now. Go join some good full gospel church and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And God bless you. Let us say praise the Lord. You got everything in your heart, sister? Will reveal to me here what your trouble is when you accept your healing? You were sitting there praying. That's only a contact. You better be a servant. You have a rupture. Isn't that right? You better go on. Amen. God bless you. How do you do, lady? You have a little baby there, I see. Little girl. Very sick. Do you believe that I'm a God servant? You believe it? God is willing to make that baby well? Now, I can't talk very well. So I have to see a vision. And through that, if God will reveal baby's condition, the cause of it, or the cure of it. If he knows what made it sick, he surely can know how to cure it, doesn't he? He knows what has been, he knows what will be, doesn't he? I want to look at the tubes where I see it's the baby. Cursed be the devil that's done this. That baby has inherited a disease. It's been handed down, which is a social disease that's come into the baby and has caused this trouble. Isn't that the truth? That's what it is. You believe that God will make it well? Bring it here to me. Lord, I lay hands upon this baby and know that it'll die sure if you don't help it. As I lay my hands upon it and bless the little thing, I ask you to heal it. May your spirit come upon it. And may the power of God overshadow the baby. And may the light of God shine into its life. This it cannot help. And may it live as I bless it in the name of Jesus Christ for its healing. For your glory, Lord, I ask. Well, have faith. Be next. All right. We're here for you right here. We're here for you. God bless you. I believe the baby's going to get well. That man that science can't find, God knows. You believe that? Only they may know the baby was afflicted, but before it could be afflicted, it had to have something to cause it. God, who is sovereign, knows all things. All right, come, sir. It was your concern, the baby. I see that light hanging over you. I have blessed the baby in the name of Christ. You two sisters, believe it. Both of you, brother, you believe the same thing with all your heart that God's going to let the baby get well. You'll see it. The blessing of God is on it. Within the next 72 hours, you'll see such a change in that baby. It'll be miraculous. Mm-hmm. Sir, you believe me? I'm just your brother. But he who is talking at this platform is your Lord. I see a table coming between us. Now the table is removing and you're going from it. But there's something, it's a stomach, an ulcer in the stomach. Is that true? And there seems to be a strange thing about you. Just a moment. I see you're kneeling and praying with your hands up in the air about something to get well. No, it's not. It's to receive the Holy Ghost. That's what you're seeking for, isn't it? Is that right? Come here. God, may you receive it in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, Heavenly Father, that he was receiving to be healed. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother. Be healed and receive the Holy Ghost. Come in. Be reverent, everyone, if you will. What you waiting for, sir? Do you believe you to be God's prophet? If God will speak to me, what's wrong with you except your name? Stand up on your feet just a minute. You're out of spirit there. Look up on me as God's servant. You're suffering with TB. Isn't that right? You're a hero. Jesus Christ makes you well. Have faith in God. Just believe. You don't have to be up here. You have to have faith in God. You don't need to be up here. Just believe. Just believe. Oh, patient lady. You believe me to be God's servant? Are we strangers? We are. You saw me 8 years ago when I was here. You must be a nurse. You'd wear white clothes and white shoes, white stockings. You wait on sick people. And you have a nervous condition that's bothering you, a diabetic condition. Isn't that true? Come here. Are those things true?
It's true.
If God could heal you in the other meeting of something else, can he heal you now of this?
Yes, he can.
Just bow your head. All right, I can. I lay my hands upon this woman. Knowing that right now, you're standing here. And I pray that the power of God that raised Jesus from the grave grant her healing just now. I rebuke the sickness. Ask for her healing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. My little sister, going a little rejoicing, thanking God. You're going to get all right. God bless you. Let's say, thanks be to God. Once a dead person, let every head be bound. Lord, be merciful. Grant, Lord, the healing of this person who comes humbly to you. May the power of God strike her body and make her completely whole. Grant it, Lord. Satan did this evil. I claim victory over him. In Jesus Christ's name, may it come out. How long have you been?
Seven years.
And you know it. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear
all that.
Can
you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hey, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You're healed. This is a dead ear that blew. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You're normal. You had a little trouble with them bothering you otherwise.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
I just didn't so it would spurn your faith. That's gone too now. You go on your little rejoicing. Be well. You let him say amen. He's marvelous. Sister Woods, there is I again. I don't know what's wrong with you. Why not now, Sister Woods? Accept it now, believing all your heart. How your faith will pull it there. You believe, sir? I wish treasures. I don't know you. But God knows you. I won't ask the congregation. Visions have a witness. Look, God does that to me. You realize that God was so well vision, he put my strength out of his head for certain days. You know that? God knows this man. I don't. We're total strangers. But God knows all about him, is all about me. And if I've testified the truth, if Jesus Christ was standing here, he could tell me what's wrong with him. Tell me why he wasn't healed. But as far as he knew, Jesus was already dead. When he died at Calvary, the man's faith. And that's why he should, if he could born faith, to believe God. Hallelujah. You don't get me, sir. The reason I say that, the reason I want you to understand, Elijah said to Jehoshaphat, to the rest of them, if it wasn't that I respected Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't even look at you. Peter was running to look at us. In other words, it's to attract attention. Now, if God can help you by revealing what's wrong with you, whatever the Lord wants to, that too is when you accept Jesus as your Lord. Now the man's going away from me. I see a house. Why? It's a stomach trouble. A stomach condition. It's in the man. Ulcerated stomach. Calls from a nervous condition. It's come way back. Is that the truth, sir? That's the truth. Would you raise your hand? Now, if God knows whatever it said, that's the truth, isn't it? I don't know you. If I talk to you for a half hour, or a few minutes later, it would go on back until we have a story or something else. We don't talk to the person, what happens? You believe that? Does it always be that? Let me talk to the man just a little. Just keep looking this way. Maybe. With all your heart. Now, where was the vision? What was it? What was it? Something in the midst section here, something about a fever or something, or about a stomach or something. Now, you're aware that something's going on, isn't it? And that one hurt you. Have you seen the picture of that angel of the Lord? They had on your soul of night. That's what that is only now. You and I'm a man. We're both those Christians trying to help one another. I'm trying to help you to receive Jesus as your healer. Now, I see a woman. It's your wife. And she's holding her side. There's something wrong. You got a little girl. The little girl's got a stomach trouble too. A little girl, 3 or 4 years old. Excuse me. Is that the truth?
Yes.
You believe me to be his prophet?
Yes.
Go put your hands on your wife and baby. You're not what you want to. Jesus Christ, what's your heart? Thank you. Female trouble. That's strength. You're about to heaven. God bless you. You believe as you can. You've got to believe that Jesus Christ is there. You know what's wrong with you, Abraham. It's a blood condition. I see your blood dropping down. It's that bliss. Is that right? You believe God healed? You believe God filled with His goodness and Holy Spirit? Thank you. You did? Go receive both of them in Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
God bless you, because you believe me. Look at that, you make him walk to bless you. You did. God bless you.
Yeah.
I say thanks be to God. You believe? Lord, There she is. She's got hay fever. Is that right? Well, Jesus Christ, make you whole, honey. God bless you. Aren't you the mother of her? Is that right? Heart, kidney trouble. Is that right? Heart trouble, kidney trouble. Christ makes you old too, but you won't be happy. God bless you. Have faith in God. I'll challenge any of you to believe. That spirit was pulling you. Excuse me, I'm not mixed up, but where was that little girl was just healed? Is she? Where is that? Yes, that's all right. All right, just a moment. That demon's disturbed. It's calling, screaming for help from others. Be reverent. Looks like you can see that. See it moving here? It's a light. Lady, you're sitting there praying. You have sinus trouble, don't you? Yes. Both of you. The two. One next to you also. Yes, sinus. Go home now and get well. Jesus Christ healed you. God bless you. He's standing with that other lady. Yours is a colon trouble. In the colon, is that right? You accept your healing? Makes you well. Go home and be well. Come, lady. As you're coming, do you believe? With all your heart? You believe me to be a servant? With all your heart? Come here just a minute. I've had some bit of fire that at ease for you. You've had a lot of trouble, and recently too. I see a dark streak going with you, following you. There's always been something wrong. You're a temperamental person. You're always building bridges you never cross, taking other people's troubles. Is that true? Yes, ma'am. I'm not reading your mind, but your life you couldn't hide. Neither can anything else in you. One of your greatest physical defects now is the stomach trouble. You can't eat. Because your stomach's drawn up like that all the time from a nervous condition. Cause you have peptic ulcer. And when you belch up your food, it makes your teeth real edgy like that. You thought it was gallstone, but it isn't. It isn't gallstone. It's acid out of the stomach. How many of you have stomach trouble? Stand to your feet right now and be healed with this woman. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Son, as your poor unworthy servant, I rebuke every devil power that's a hold in these people. May every one of these demons now who's pulling out here, may they come out of the people. I rebuke them. That they leave these people, may they go eat and be happy. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask this blessing. Amen. God bless you. Every one of you, go eat what you want to. You too. You're healed now. More and more happy. I tell you, Christians, I just don't know which way. The whole thing looks milky to me out there. It's your faith. It's your faith that's doing it. If you believe me to be his servant, do what I tell you to do. accept your healing right now. There's not a one of you here, no matter what's wrong with you. If you'll raise and believe on God's Son right now for your healing, you can have it right now. Surely I tell the truth. God's vindicating us the truth. Do you believe? Then let's everyone stand to our feet. No matter what's wrong with you, get up anyhow. Lord, I now ask you to heal every one of these people. May your Spirit move over them, rebuking every devil. And may they be healed just now, every one of them. May sickness leave and the power of God take its place through Jesus Christ's name.